Let's sing that chorus if you remember it.
Oh, for a mighty outpouring, send it on every heart. Oh, for a Holy Ghost stirring in my hungry heart, let it start. Purge away all that would hinder, cause me to seek thee afresh. Open the floodgates of heaven, come and thy people now bless.
Who needs the words to that? I have some copies here. Do you know that song, Brother Ron? That's an old one.
You sing it in Nancy. The days of the bowers.
Praise God. Let's sing it again. And as we heard, let's pray it again, right?
Yes,
amen.
Oh, for a mighty outpouring, send it on every heart. Oh, for a Holy Ghost stirring in my hungry heart, let it start. Purge away all that would hinder, cause me to seek thee afresh. Open the floodgates of heaven, come and thy people now bless.
Once again. Lord, we pray for a mighty outpouring in these days, and again tonight, Lord, as our young people gather, I think they're having bunk worship down in the village. We pray that you'll bless every one of those gatherings, Lord. Bless every counselor, those that will be sharing the word of God. We pray, Lord, that you will cause there to be put into the hearts of the girls a real interest in your word. We pray, Lord, that you will cause your word and very practical ways to speak to them, Lord, even to raise questions. And Lord, we pray that you will cause their time to be very profitable. We pray that you'll draw near. We pray that you'll melt hard places and make hearts tender to you, Lord, receptive. We want that seed to fall into good ground, Jesus, we pray, to take root and bring forth fruit. And so we pray, Lord, tonight, oh, let your presence pervade over the village, Lord, and Lord, move in every life. Do it in the cottage and their gatherings as well, Lord. Oh, let the simplicity of the gospel touch the hearts of these children. And we pray, Lord, that your love, your presence, your touch will be upon each and every one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a good day. Thank you for meeting us today as you have. Thank you for what you're going to do for us now and tonight as we've come together in your name. Thank you for your protection over this camp, Lord. Jesus, at the beach and all upon these grounds, workers, campers, guests. Lord, you're watching over us and we praise you for it, Lord. Thank you for good weather. Oh, there's so much to thank you for, Jesus. You open our eyes. We see your goodness everywhere and we praise you for it. And so, Lord, we just love you tonight. We thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your precious blood. Oh, sprinkle that blood over this camp today, tonight. Let there be cleansing and purging and healing. We ask it all in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn in our hymn books to We Have Gathered for Thy Blessing. Lily was playing that before. 126, Old Time Power. Praise God. It's so nice to have our brother Ron Klaus with us. And I told him when he came that he should always feel free in the meeting to let the Lord use him And I'm glad that he did that this morning, and I won't call upon him or necessarily, but as the Lord leads, and any time that we're together, please minister. Thank you. Praise God. We had quite a conversation in the library. I felt like I knew him for years. We know a lot of the same people, only I met them a little bit later than he did. Praise God. Okay, 126.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Tell us New York City's supposed to be a melting pot, but not many people are melting together, I noticed, lately. Have you? Praise God. You know, I look over our congregation in Canarsie, and I say, this is a real melting pot. The Spirit of God melts our hearts and fills us with His love, and then we can care for one another, and no matter what race, no matter what our background or our economic status may be, God brings people together in a way that the world can't, no matter how hard they try. We had marches. We had our Reverend Al Sharpton lead a march one time, and that didn't really bring us together. We've had other people of other races try, and it usually boils down to every race insisting on their rights and demanding respect, and that doesn't work, does it? It only increases the divide. Only the Spirit of God can really bring people together. And that's what Jesus said. He said, the world will know that you're my disciples by the love that you have one for another. Not just people that are the same, but people from all over that I bring together, that I will put my love into their hearts, and they'll recognize each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. And they'll lay down their lives for one another. You know, Jesus told us to do that. And in the letter that John wrote, he said, if God laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Well, who can give us that love but Christ? Who can help us to forget about ourselves and embrace those around us but Jesus and his love? And so I like to think of our church, that our church is a real testimony. Just by our being together, worshiping the Lord together, caring for one another, that's a testimony to the world that Jesus is real, and that God sent him into the world to be our Savior, because he can do what no one else can do. Praise God. And it's so precious to see that. And what a wonderful fellowship then he brings us into, right? No matter who. Praise God. People that we would separate ourselves from, Jesus brings into our lives and enriches us through them and our fellowship with them. Praise God. God wants to do that here at camp. He wants to unite us and blend us together and help us to embrace one another in the love of Christ. Praise God. We often pray, God, bring unity to the staff. Give us a staff that will love one another, that will be concerned about each other, that will want to help each other in spiritually as well as in other ways. And during our time at camp, that love of Christ will be very evident in our gatherings, in all of our fellowship. And so I see God doing that for us, and it could be better perhaps, only the Lord knows, but it's the Spirit of God that does it. And it's the glory of God that unites us. Jesus said that in John 17. It's his glory. When he pours his glory down upon our hearts, then we just somehow become one in Christ. And so let's believe God to do that for us, and let's fill our place in the body of Christ, in the family of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. 'Tis burning in my soul, 'tis burning in my soul. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. The Holy Spirit came, all glory to his name. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. Let's sing it. Okay, let's find it. I see number 127. 127. Praise God. Let's all feel free tonight. Hallelujah. God sent his mighty power to this poor sinful heart to keep me at prayer. Glory. clap your hands. You might kill a few mosquitoes on the way, too, which wouldn't hurt either, right? Praise God. Let's, just yield ourselves, body, soul, and spirit to the Lord. Hallelujah. God wants to anoint us to worship Him in spirit and truth. And so let's yield ourselves and claim that anointing and then give our all to Jesus tonight.
'Tis burning in my soul. 'Tis burning in my soul. The fire of heavenly love burning in my soul. The Holy Spirit came. Oh, glory to His name. The fire of heavenly love burning in my soul. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.